Cranksters here on WCRS 102.1 and 98.3, your community station. Service of Simply Living, and this is Columbus's premier bicycling radio showcase. And I'm your host, Zach Hinkle. And you were just hearing the intro there by Columbus rock star Raven off his 1974 releasing from Owl Recordings. But anyway, we got a new Cranksters on tonight. Episode 28, guys. The 28th episode.
It doesn't seem like it's been that many.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Time flies.
There it is, and we've got three special guests today. That's three. Three on the 28th times two equals... Thank God this is not a math show.
70.
The math show is on Thursday at 4. But anyway, we've got Trenton, Heidi, and Jordan. Trenton and Heidi from Baja Clintonville, awesome town, southern Clintonville.
No doubt.
And Jordan from Washington Beach, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So, and you guys are from Octopus Incorporated, I believe.
Octopus Caps.
Octopus Caps, and you're Mad Cappers, Mad Hatters.
Yep. All of the above.
Yeah. Are there any others in the above?
Cyclosauruses.
Cyclosauruses.
Hadasauruses.
Dinosaurs and diseases, apparently. Kind of gross, but go hand in hand. That's how they died, actually.
Oh, man. Now. Too many hats.
Too many hats.
A hat asteroid. Asteroid. They weren't wearing their safety hats.
Bomb the Jurassic stage.
Their helmets. All right. So, and I think the paleontology show is on Thursday at 5.
Yeah, you can recap a lot of what we've already said.
Paleontology, 4 and 5.
Paleontology.
Paleontology.
Is that right? Study of fossils?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is a cycling show, so I'm going to have to ask you to stop talking about paleontology.
But I have one extra point. But all right. Okay. No, it's okay. I'll just say
All right. So you guys craft here in town cycling caps all by yourselves. Tell us all about it.
Well, Heidi and I started doing it about a year ago, and we recently just doubled our staff in about a week ago. We doubled our staff to a solid four crew members. We brought one of them here today with us. It's his big debut on the air. Yeah, J Daddy Love Love.
What's up,
Jordan? Welcome to WCRS.
Big Double Love. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, actually, I was brought on the team as a cutter. I like to cut the caps, cut pockets, cut liners. I sometimes cut myself, but usually that's at home.
That's right off the clock.
Ouch.
That's usually after my parents tell me they don't love me. But.
We don't pay them for that, but it happens.
Cutter.
It happens. He's a cutter. Cutter for life. And our other employee, Lee, couldn't make it tonight. She's hunkering down in her home in Hilliard, where she resides. And the roads are getting pretty bad outside, so she's staying in.
Keeping her safe.
So it's us four, living strong. Since the last time we were here, we moved in with Seagull Bags and Rory Taylor, who does Delicious Mixtures, who's starting a custom bike paint job shop in the basement.
Yeah, how's so the mixed workspace doing? I mean, I'd imagine you get a lot of good ideas, a lot of good, an exciting place to be.
It's cool. It's a lot of fun. We go in there and we all like get a lot of work done. We definitely goof off a lot and throw ideas around. And
shh, they're on 6 to 8 weeks for bags.
Don't say that.
We don't goof around. Strictly work. No goofing around.
Strictly business.
Yeah, I went in there and tried to goof around, and I was rather ignored.
Yeah, well, we stay busy either sewing or dancing, cutting. But definitely. A little emphasis there on the new moves.
We try to, we have this thing where when you go out to the bar and there's like a particular song playing, you try to dance with the like some crazy dance that you think up in your head, and then you have to have the most serious face on and you can't laugh.
Well, usually dancing is a funny matter. It's usually a very passionate form of art, when that's how I see it.
It's true art.
So it's not really a laughing matter unless you see someone really messing up.
Maybe if they're like a comedian dancing.
A comedian or someone really, I mean, but then you just feel bad when they're not gifted. And if you could only see how Heidi's dancing right now.
Oh, man. Cutting a rug. Speaking of cutting, how many hats a day do you cut?
Whew!
Jordan, that's cutter.
I'd say about 7 a day, but my day usually consists of like 2 hours.
A solid 2 hours, though.
Yeah, solid.
And I'm also a cutter, and I'll usually get about 8 done. But I just took Jordan under my wing, then. I'm teaching him a lot.
I'm learning. You're the mentor.
I'm the mentor. I have the mustache. I also have a sharper pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Because I've been there longer. It's seniority.
Do you have the scissors that spring back?
No, I don't. I see those to be dangerous. No. Plus, I'm still a young man. I can handle the old primitive way of...
Your fingers don't get tired.
Right.
What's a good brand of scissors to use for making cycling caps?
Ooh. Is it called Ginger or Ginger? It's G-H...
G-I-N...
It's like G-H-E-R.
It's like Ginger.
This is a Japanese ginger. Brand of scissor?
I don't know. It's a Joanne.
It's no... They're no Joanne. They're like heavy. They're heavy duty.
Once you get cutting with those, because I use them to trim the caps when I'm sewing them, and I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Heidi uses them. Apparently, they're like butter. Jordan and I are still on the pair of Fiskars. mine are just a little bit newer. Those are the orange handles.
You have the ones from like kindergarten, the safety scissors.
For the layman, that's what Jordan has. I dulled his down.
Every hat is halfway done and never finished.
After Jordan told me about the cutting he does off the clock at home, I had to dull his scissors. But mine are real deal, and they're not a joking matter. They're fast and sharp.
Some LA scissors.
They're like karate.
So what, do you guys know much about the history of cycling caps or cycling wear? I sure don't. I've explained to somebody earlier today, they said, what's a cycling cap? And I said, it's kind of like a build cap you can wear under a helmet.
Yeah.
It fits well for that.
For sure. Yeah, that's definitely kind of their main purpose. They definitely have to be well fitted to fit under your helmet and stay on while you're riding. But I've heard they were used usually only on podiums after races for sponsors. So a lot of times they weren't even ridden in because you get pretty warm. A lot of the races, I think, are in the summer. And you usually just have your helmet, well-aired helmet, and you just throw on that like sponsor cap kind of while you hop up on the podium.
Oh,
I know they're called casquettes in French.
We sold 6 to France.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty stoked about
6.
That. 6, yeah. So I said 6. Wow. 6 to one guy. He really digs them.
Yeah, but he gets around, though. So if you go to France, there's a good chance that you might.
But that's where the Tour de France is located.
Sometimes.
At, just so you know.
Actually, I think stages start in other countries, too.
Oh, yeah. Spain.
Do they?
Spain, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I was just started to get into it a little bit last year, and because John from Seagull is like all about it, and Dan as well. They're really getting into it, and they're trying to get us into it, and it was towards the end. So
we learned about all the jerseys, like Polka Dot is King of the Mountain, which I should probably get that because I am Queen King Mountain. And then what is the yellow's the fastest? So maybe Trent.
I would probably have that.
That's Jordan.
Jordan would have red for blood. It would have started out white, but it would still be a red jersey.
That's great.
So, yeah, but I plan on getting into it more, though, because it seemed pretty cool the more I watched it. So.
Yeah, yeah. And how long has Octopus Caps been around? I know you've told it before on Crankshift before, a year ago, but let's add a little bit more to that history. And
let's see, like when we did it last
time.
To
light our guests.
I'm not sure. I think we might have still been flying under radar a little bit.
I think we call it September of 07. So about, what, is that like a year and a half?
Almost a year and a half, but we were flying, riding by night, if you will, for a good, 3/4 of a year? 8 months?
What?
8 months before we got down with Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Are we allowed to talk about?
Yeah, it's up to you.
Flying by night?
Yeah, this one of the mission statements of the radio is to advocate other sort of life systems.
Incriminate yourself?
Not incriminate yourself, but to promote alternatives and to challenge assumptions and the cultural norm.
I like that. And that's kind of what brought Heidi to the end of the mix. Heidi, tell us more about challenging the norm.
Next question, please.
So, what materials do you use for your caps? And
primarily, it's recycled wool. We also do a couple polyester caps for a couple vegan stores we've sent out some orders to. Done a few cotton caps that were like one of a kinds with, I'm not sure if they're considered designer mm-hmm. fabrics, but they're unique.
I think they're cotton. Designer fabrics. I'm trying to reach out to more people and throw a blast of color in there, because wool can be like really
wool is an old man's fabric.
It's drab. Yeah. It's fairly drab.
Yeah.
It's very very Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, her cotton caps are fairly unique and definitely vibrant.
Yeah, I was in the shop just the other day, and I saw some ones with the Virgin de Guadalupe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Virgin
de Guadalupe. That's one of her one-of-a-kind caps.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting story. Have you ever heard the story of the Virgin?
Maybe. It was something with her showing up in the sky?
Oh, a bunch of apparitions. It's a pretty crazy, creepy story. But we'll leave that for the faith-based show on another day. but actually, it would be really rad is in your octopus caps, make like a little booklet of the story to sell with the cap.
Ooh, that's cool. Like, that is a good one.
You're wearing a legend.
I think we have like a new member of the team.
All right, give away a little novel on the inside.
Mm-hmm. And tiny little pocket.
Pocket full of stories, goodies,
saucer full of secrets, if you will.
Ooh.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a little musical break here, and once again. You all listen to Cranksters here on WCRS, your community radio station. And we're talking with the folks from Octopus Incorporated, Trenton, Heidi, and Jordan. And you're about to hear a song from Columbus band Sixth Gallery, instrumental. And this one's called The Romance and Mystery of Living. So enjoy. And we're back here on Cranksters, WCRS, your community radio station, and this is a bicycling radio show talking irreverently and lightheartedly about cycling culture and cycling in general. And we've got on the show, once again, Trenton, Heidi, and Jordan of Octopus Caps in central Clintonville there. And where's your guys' store located again?
3343 North High Street. It's one block south of North Broadway.
And you share the Seagull space, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right next door to Embassy Skate Shop and Central City Recording on the same side of the street.
What's the percentage of your custom hats that just sort of off the shelf in what your customers want?
As far as like percentage of how many we sell out of the shop versus off the website? Or
yeah, sure.
Let's see. Probably we sell more of them off of our website, that's for sure. I think a lot of people don't know that we're still over there, and we get a decent amount of foot traffic, but most people come in and they like to order their custom cap.
Cool. Do you have a pretty big following outside of Columbus, a pretty big customer base? Almost a global one, you said earlier. You had six hats go to France?
Yeah, I'm always surprised at like where the orders come from and how they hear of us, because it's always fairly random. We've sold a bunch of caps on the West Coast and Australia, Poland, which is always odd when it's...
Japan,
yeah, I sold one in Japan. He bought an Ohio shirt as well, which is kind of cool. He's living it up over there. His purple Ohio shirt, looking good.
Maybe that's like a micro trend in Japan, like where there's like a bunch of dudes just acting like they're Ohioans.
Most
Japanese
up.
Don't know what the heck that is. They're just, but then there's a few people who like,
you know, okay, nothing about us.
Yeah, like some guys from Honda, like some Honda guy over there. He's like,
we have a few plants in Ohio. I'm in. We're doing good.
But so what's some hat records? Fastest hat, biggest hat, most complicated hat.
Most complicated hat was probably a barista. He's like a coffee roaster out in San Francisco, sent us a burlap bag that his coffee beans come in, and wanted a bag made out of that. And that was a pretty complicated one. We had to put like interfacing on it and kind of make it work, and it turned out a lot better than turned out really well.
It's pretty stiff. As far as sturdy cap goes.
I don't know if you can say that on live.
Yeah, you can.
It's just
so big.
It was stiff, and it wasn't our biggest cap. Okay.
Our biggest cap, though, was if you've ever seen Troy, the messenger that downtown.
The messenger.
There's
fewer and fewer.
One of the messengers downtown, Troy. We had to make a XXL hat for him. We don't even make that size. So
we don't even have a template for that.
Yeah, but we had him come over a couple times, try them on, and start from scratch again.
We made it happen. I think we almost squeezed his head into nothing, putting on the first one, which was just a normal extra large, and then went from there. I think it used like a good yard of fabric.
Don't be offended, Troy.
Yeah, you look good. You look good out there.
Great.
Never been more proud.
Top notch.
Yep.
Fastest hat.
Oh, we like to give a big ups to Six Gallery. They were sounding good there at our break.
Yeah, Six Gallery. That was
tearing it up.
The Romance and Mystery of Living.
Yeah, yeah. Big ups to Ben, Will, and Alex.
Yeah, way to go, guys. I miss you guys.
Woo! Right. Yeah, yeah. That was loud here in the studio. Heidi had to leave for a second to get back in action. She was rocking out.
I was here.
What's the fastest hat you made? You make, like, if I said, Trenton,
I need
make
hat
me
now.
A hat 10 minutes by the end of the show.
It could be done, but I'm not saying it's going to look good.
No, we could do it. If Jordan was on his game earlier in the day, yeah, if we had Jordan on cuts and I gave him my scissors, then it's, you know, anything could happen then.
Yeah.
I got to keep a close eye on those.
Have you ever made caps with like sun protectors on the neck, kind of like a mulleted cap?
A mullet cap? Yeah.
To protect my mullet, for instance.
Well, when we're cutting out,
keep it bound.
When we're cutting out the materials for the recycled toboggans, we cut out the flap for the winter caps, and then we The end result of the toboggan looks like it's actually a toboggan for a, it's like a mullet warmer is what we call it.
Nice.
So I'm going to sew it back.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. Yeah, we might be able to hook you up with one of those.
That's right.
It's a scrap to us, but it could be a,
yeah,
could be a prize
holy union to you, because you look like a scarlet knight.
Nice. A paladin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to thank my girlfriend who's probably listening at home right now. Thanks for the mullet, the mullet cup, but the mullet comb that I received.
Ooh.
So yeah, you're looking good tonight. Ooh, ooh, green, that's your color too.
Green's your favorite color.
You had the pick.
I was wondering how
Trent's mom spiffs Trent up with
My mom doesn't
pick.
Spiff me up. No, she doesn't.
Whenever we go over there sometimes.
This is natural.
She
doesn't do that. We don't go over there.
We had a competition.
There's no competition. Okay, it's natural. I wake up like this. That's ridiculous.
So, you guys built up some new bikes recently over the past year, I understand.
Yeah, Heidi's got a new bike.
Tell our listeners all about it.
Heidi's got a brand new bike with a...
Got a brand new aero spoke on the front wheel. Got it from Roll Up at Polaris.
Ow!
Yeah.
What kind of aero spoke?
That thing's fast.
It's just an... What kind of aero spoke would you say?
A particular color?
It was like
the see-through?
It was the regular...
Yeah, it was like five spoke graphite color.
Oh, great.
That's cool. I think she's going to paint it.
I don't know.
The whole
yet.
Bike.
If I got a second bike, it'd be hot pink, fluorescent yellow, aero spoke, and then a lime green wheel on the back.
Oh, nice.
She's freaking out. She's losing all control.
It's that Florida back.
Right now, it's black and gray.
Yeah, I need the Florida sunshine in my life in the darkened of winter.
No winter.
No winter.
I just built a winter commuter. It's got. Cyclocross tires. It's a fixed gear. It's got a front brake. It's got sweet green metallic paint job. It's an old Fuji. Mm. It's a
what color green.
It's like a
probably about that color.
It's like
a neon green.
It's like a metallic olive. It's real.
Whoa.
It's real odd, but it's cool.
Metallic olive.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Sounds like a good band name.
Ooh.
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 That sparks
an idea here. The three of us we're bringing a band together. We're going to be, it's a new wave
full
band.
Full circle.
Full circle. Full circle. We're going to call it Theta 8.
J Daddy's going to be all over the bass.
I just got a synthesizer for Christmas, so
it's a new wave.
To start a new wave band.
Nice, nice.
She's dying for it.
And Jordan, are you a cyclist yourself?
No. I did have a pretty sweet mongoose when I was like in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Mongoose villain.
That's fitting.
Dun, dun, dun,
it was pretty sweet. I used to hit some like dirt jumps with it, but that's the extent of my bicycling.
Oh, well, no. He's ridden to work a few times.
Did you go on any tours?
No.
Not good. It wasn't good. He rides his bike to work to the shop, and he also takes the company card on the. Oh, he's got
the company
card.
The company number two.
He also takes the number two down using the company card.
Oh, nice. Cool. Nice. I like the number two. I recently started something called the Bus Club, which is a Facebook group where you just get a bunch of your friends together at a designated bus stop, and you ride that bus to the end of the line and back. Just together.
That sounds like a great time.
Like as a tour. Like your own vacation on a tour bus.
Road trip.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. $3 for hours of fun.
How long's it take a round trip?
It's usually about, if you go like say start from like here and you took the number two south and eastbound, it'll probably be an hour to get to the end of the line and then an hour to get back.
They make you get off at the end of the line.
Yeah, I called Coda and I asked what the policy is, and they said you could get back on, but you have to repay. But you can—they're not gonna like just leave you there.
Oh, really? So you can get back on, but you gotta pay again.
Yeah.
Get on the same line.
Is there a flask involved?
No, alcohol is prohibited on Coda buses.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do not condone.
Oh.
That
so. I didn't.
Unless you meant a flask of water.
That's exactly what I was talking about. I was actually talking
about. But you're actually not allowed to drink water on Coda Bus either.
Really?
No beverages. No food.
I was going to say grapes.
Unless
no
it's
radios.
In a sealed container, I think. The sign says it, but I checked recently because I bring my coffee on there every once in a while.
Well, if anybody's interested, you can go to coda.com for their policies. But it looks like we're almost out of time, folks.
Oh, yeah,
that's
come
unfortunate.
On.
I told you it goes fast.
We're just getting started, I thought.
Well, we can keep it going afterwards.
Should put my shirt back on then.
I want to thank my guests, Trenton, Heidi, and Jordan of Octopus Caps. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Zach.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners out there. I was your host, Zach Hinkle, for Cranksters. Check us out online. We're streaming now, WCRSFM.org. We've got all 27 past Cranksters podcasts up on the website. Check it out. You're going to hear a lot of funny stuff from the past. Maybe hear some of your friends, hear some strangers. But anyway, you'll hear amazing things about cycling resources, cycling safety, cycling information, cycling clothing, cycling gear, and all that stuff. So, peace out, Columbus. Have a great weekend.